Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
I am so excited. I'm going to the movies tonight. Have you heard there's a new movie coming out? I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called Beyond the Lights, and I'm very excited about it.
Oh, yay.
Listen,
thanks for support.
I was actually watching your interview on Queen Latifah this morning. And
oh, really? Gosh, I haven't even seen it yet, but that was such a fun time.
It was fabulous. You looked amazing. I thought that you guys did a great job of explaining the movie. And I'm just excited because there is a movie coming out with people of color in love on the big screen. And that is, I mean, that is such a big deal. And it's actually kind of sad that we get so excited to see people of color in love on the big screen. It should happen all the time. So thank you for being a part of this incredible film.
Oh, well, thank you. And as I say, I mean, that's really down to Gina Prince-Bythewood, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, has so many fans from Love and Basketball and, you know, really made it her vision to kind of tell a love story, you know, in this way and, you know, really stood by us, you know, in the casting process.
Can you tell us a little bit? I wanted to go back over. I heard about a little incident. I guess it was like an exercise, an acting exercise that you all did where you guys went out to lunch together to get into the character for the movie before you all actually started filming. And paparazzi showed up. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. It was Gina's idea was to set myself and Nate Parker, who plays Kaz, my character's love interest in the movie, to set us up on an improvised date. And this is the kind of stuff, I mean, you know, from drama school, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, actors kind of love, but is kind of nerve-wracking at the same time.
Right.
Because, you know, we dressed in character. You know, Nate picked me up. We drove. Well, we actually got chauffeur-driven to a restaurant in L.A., and, you know, we're having this lunch date. We were sat outside on the terrace, and we were sort of talking a little bit, you know, in character. And then one kind of photographer came by and sort of spoke to us and took our picture. And then another photographer. And then, you know, suddenly all this paparazzi was sort of surrounding us outside the restaurant. And we ended up sort of running inside the restaurant to kind of avoid them. And then people in the restaurant, they weren't in on it. You know, Gina had set us up. We didn't know that they weren't real paparazzi. We thought it was the real deal.
That is hilarious.
Having to respond as our characters. And the manager of the restaurant has no idea what's going on either. So it was kind of hilarious, but also kind of really insightful in terms of, you know, understanding what it must be like to lose your anonymity in that way, you know, and a fun way for myself and Nate to get to know each other as our characters.
Well, that was brilliant on the part of the director of the movie. I think that was a great idea. I cannot wait to see you in this film. I'm going to see it tonight. A lot of Foxy listeners are going to see it tonight. A lot of girls are doing girls' nights out to go see it tonight. So we're super excited, and I hope that it's hugely successful beyond all of our wildest dreams.
Oh, well, thank you. I really hope you enjoy it, and thanks for the It's a fun and romantic journey, so enjoy.
Beyond the Lights in theaters today.